A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, Lo, I'm about to create new heavens and a new earth. The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. Instead, there shall always be rejoicing and happiness in what I create. For I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and its people to be a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and exult in my people. No longer shall the sound of weeping be heard there, or the sound of crying. No longer shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not round out his full lifetime. He dies a mere youth who reaches but 100 years, and he fails of 100 shall be thought accursed. They shall live in the houses they build and eat the fruit of the vineyards they plant. The word of the Lord. I was speaking to a Japanese-American man in California recently. His parents, along with Japanese-American citizens during World War II, were sent off to internment camps, some to nearby internment camps in the deserts of California. But others, his family, were put on trains, actually boarded up cattle cars, and shipped off to long distances, off to Montana. Imagine people growing up in balmy California, now having to live in rugged California with the rugged Montana with its winter winds, its driving snows and frostbite. In a way, this man's parents were lucky, he said, because they had close neighbors, friends, white friends. So before they left, they signed over all their property at the bank to these friends. Others weren't so lucky. They didn't have white neighbors and friends. When they came back from their internment at the end of the war, they lost everything. This man's family was in the camp for the entire war, and then returned. The house and their farm equipment had been vandalized by other people, but their neighbors and friends gave them back their land. They had to start all over again. They had to rebuild from scratch. The man told me, he said, well, at least we had our land. There are lots of stories of exiles. The background of the Isaiah passage has a similar tale. It's a story about exiles. Israel was overrun by Babylonians. The best and most talented citizens, the artists, the political and religious leadership, were carried off into exile. The cities and Jerusalem's temple were torn down. Nothing remained but rubble. The homeland no longer existed. It was all torn down. It wasn't the home they left. Even if they could get out of slavery, there wasn't much to go home to. And exile. In exile, they were tested by hard times, by the foreigners they lived among. Many in exile gave up on God. They felt they had prayed to God for help and that God had let them down and ignored their prayers. Why did God do this to us? Why did God let this happen to us? A small number, though, sustained their faith even in exile. They hoped against hope to be able to return, that God would rescue them. Eventually, some could and did go home. But like the Japanese Americans, when they returned home, they found a mess. Desolation, ruin, a lifetime of hard work in tatters. Many of their friends and children stayed behind in Babylon. They figured that Babylon was a mighty nation, the most powerful in the world, and that the gods of Babylon had defeated the God of Israel. So they opted for Babylon and its gods. There were exiles in biblical times. There have been exiles throughout history. There are exiles in the world today, in all kinds of refugee camps in Africa and the Middle East. Maybe we too are exiles, even if we don't leave our homeland. Maybe the ancient text, the prophet Isaiah, speaks to us today in the midst of Lent. I was with a group of people recently, and we reflected on the scripture passage. And I asked them, are there ways in which we feel like exiles in our world today? Now, these were modern Americans in a working class parish, and still they could respond yes. A number of them were foreigners, or their parents were foreigners. They came to this country to build a new life. They talked about the struggle of speaking a foreign tongue in this country, of going to the grocery store or the butcher and not being able to be understood. They spoke about their children becoming Americanized, they said. They lost the children, lost the values the family had. There was a loss of respect for elders. Older people, they said, who were respected where we came from, were now pushed aside and forgotten in this country. They spoke with lament about their children not having the religious faith that they had or their parents had. Someone said, it feels like an exile. You leave what you knew. You come and try to adapt to a new place, but you never really feel at home or comfortable. Other people in the group said they felt it like exiles, even though they and their parents had been born here. They said they felt like exiles in their workplaces, trying to be ethical, trying to treat coworkers with kindness and a helping hand, doing the best job they could, treating customers fairly. In my job, someone said, I feel like I'm an exile because I feel so different from the people around me. I'm trying to have integrity, but others don't seem to care. It reminds me of that old saying, you can't go home again. We know that. The exiles in Babylon learned that too. When the few returned to Israel, they saw ruins. The life they knew could never be rebuilt. Their faith would have to be born anew, but not based on material goods or rewards, or on buildings, or on temples, or on their comfort level, but on their relationship with God. And that was permanent and could never be torn down. A relationship that would travel with them wherever they went, however things changed in their lives, whatever the next exile might be for them. They realized that God was their true security. God was their true home. Yeah, Isaiah the prophet uses a big word of hope when he speaks to the people in exile. He uses the language of creation to tell them what God wants to do for them. He says, speaking on God's behalf, lo, I'm about to create new heavens and a new earth. The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. In other words, Isaiah is saying, look who's talking to you here. It's the creator of the world. So anything is possible. God just doesn't want to rebuild the past for us. But the creator wants to do more than a cosmetic makeover, a surface repair job. God, the creator, wants to do the work of creation for us. And anything is possible. We think of that during Lent. First of all, God wants to forgive transgressions and sins of the past. Did you hear? The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. A whole new beginning is offered to people who have gone off into all kinds of exiles, many by their own designs and poor choices. God wants to be our creator again, breathe into the dust again of our lives. Make us alive with God's breath in us, and create again in us the image and the likeness of God. The image and the likeness of God, so we, like God, would have the capacity for forgiveness of old hurts and offenses. The image and the likeness of God, so that like God we would have compassion towards those in our own household, but also towards the frail, the overlooked, the rejected, and the talked about. Recreated in the image and likeness of God, we would share in God's wisdom, to be able to figure out what's right and must be done, what's wrong and needs to be put aside. To be in the image and likeness of God, created anew, would mean to have God's sense of justice that gets indignant when an individual or a group of people are taken advantage of or belittled. And to have the Creator's love of nature, seeing God in the natural world, and so to look for ways to preserve and renew nature, because nature reflects God. The Creator has made us and remakes us again and again in the image and likeness of God. The Creator, our loving God, sees the injury to that image in us, to God's image in us, that our exile has caused, our exile of sin and of poor choices, our misdirections. The Creator wants to renew hope in us this Lent, hope that we can still change, we can be and are recreated.